Welcome to Union City Radio for Tuesday, October 27th. This is Chris Garlock with the latest labor news, updates, and history from the Metro Washington Labor Council. If you have already voted absentee, you can track your ballot online in both Maryland and the District of Columbia. This is important to ensure that your vote is counted. Or, if you prefer to vote in person, early voting in D.C. runs from today, Tuesday, October 27th, through Monday, November 2nd, and in Maryland, through Monday, November 2nd. You can find links to all the information you'll need to vote or track your vote at dclabor.org, where you'll also find details on Labor's endorsed candidates. On today's Labor calendar, there are a couple of Labor phone banks and two screenings of the film Atlantics, a supernatural romantic drama based on the disappearance of a group of unpaid construction workers. Complete details, as always, on our Labor calendar, dclabor.org. Click on calendar. In today's labor history, on this date in 1904, the New York City subway, the first rapid transit system in America, opened. More than 100 workers died during the construction of the first 13 miles of tunnels and track. Today's labor quote is by Booker T. Washington, writing in the Atlantic magazine in June 1913. Booker T. Washington, who said, "Shall the labor unions use their influence to deprive the black man of his opportunity to labor, or unite with those who want to give every man, regardless of color, race, or creed, what Colonel Roosevelt calls the square deal in the matters of labor?" Union City Radio is supported by our friends at Union Plus. Find out more at unionplus.org. Please consider supporting Union City Radio by contributing to WPFW's fall fundraising campaign. Call 202-588-9739 or 1-800-222-9739. You can pledge on Cash App, $WPFW, or pledge online at WPFWFM.org. Click on Donate Now. Thanks for the solidarity.
Because the union. Yeah, the union will make us strong.
It will make us strong.